He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Good morning to Honolulu, Seattle, San Francisco, Atlanta, Tampa, Minnesota, Boston, Sarasota, Dallas, and Houston. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm Mr. Bill. He's telling you a little bit about the markets here. What's going on this morning? Well, let's take a look. Hey, we've got a green day on Friday. That's always a nice thing to go into the weekend. We got a long time between now and the end of the market, however. The Dow is up 27 points right now. Boy, we're well above 17,000 after yesterday's big day. We're at 17,169. We have the S&P 500 up 3 points. We're at 2,027. We've sure made a nice rally here since that correction that we had began about a month ago. Not out of the woods yet, but the markets definitely have stabilized here. The NASDAQ is flat, just flat, 4,870 right now on the NASDAQ. Crude oil, a little bit of a bump there, up about $1, $2 per barrel. $47.29 today for a 55-gallon drum of light sweet crude. Gold is at 1183. It's had a little bit of a rally here recently, but still, it's still a long ways from its old highs. The euro is at 1.136, and interest rates remain very, very low. Boy, if you're in the market for a mortgage right now, the 10-year right now is at 2.01, as it does not look like the Fed is going to be raising rates anytime soon. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm Bill Gunderson. I am in the bunker, the newsletter bunker, and I think Rob, you're live from the office headquarters there in downtown San Diego, correct?
I am high atop Gunderson Studios here downtown San Diego, looking out on a gray light morning here.
Yeah, the streets are wet this morning. That doesn't happen very often. Did the street sweepers come by? Or are we actually getting a little precipitation here this morning?
I think we got a little bit of drizzle as we start our day this morning, which is highly unusual for sunny San Diego.
I was just telling my wife, it's sunny like 360 days out of the year. I like a little contrast once in a while. Hey, I was reading about the new Boston station. I think we're live in Boston now. When George Carlin wrote his autobiography, he wrote about a little station in Boston where he got started out in the early days as a disc jockey. And one day he took the station wagon down to New York City to buy some marijuana. Imagine this, George Carlin. And while he was away, there was a big news story in Boston that broke, and they went to get the station wagon to go cover it, and Carlin was off in New York getting marijuana. So needless to say, that was Carlin's last day at the little station in Boston where we're now heard on.
When you brought the show in this morning, you sounded like Huey Lewis in the news as you called out all those cities that we're now live in.
That's right. Yeah, there's a Johnny Cash song, "I've Been Everywhere, Man," and he goes through all these cities, we're in 10 major cities now. We've got 4 more that are coming soon. So, we're just going to provide the best content that we possibly can. And try to entertain the folks a little bit, financial shows can get a little bit dry when you're talking about annuities and financial planning and whatnot. So anyways, we try to keep things a little bit light. All these economic reports that we've had recently, they've come in a little squishy. Have you noticed the fishing counts lately have been going down? I looked last night, our friend that drives the San Diego fishing boat, he had one yellowfin tuna and one yellowtail for 50 guys.
Oh, and the day before he had one Dorado for 52 guys.
Will that feed 50 guys? I don't
Yeah,
know. Now,
that's pretty tough couple of days there.
our friends, the captains who have all the know. Now, here, this is a good lesson here, okay? These guys have been fishing these waters for, we met with one yesterday who's been fishing for 40 years off of San Diego. They went out on a little trip yesterday to an unknown location that they will not divulge. They caught 29 wahoo yesterday, these captains. And
Unbelievable. Now,
I
those are
saw
Ono
it.
in Hawaii.
Yeah. And I asked the captain that we had in our office yesterday, you've been fishing these waters for 40 years. Have we ever had wahoo in San Diego waters?
Never in my
And
life.
I
I've
said,
never caught one
no.
further than 200 miles south of here.
But the bad news is that means that this El Nino is a lot stronger than any El Nino we've ever had. Now, I guarantee we're going to have torrential rains here in San Diego and Southern California. Hey, we already had. Did you see the huge mudslide yesterday up in the LA area?
Yeah, that's bad news for the minivan driver who tries to cross the wash, but it's great news for the largemouth bass fishermen, and the reservoirs are filling up.
Oh boy, I'll say. Well, anyways, we've had some soft economic reports here recently, a whole slew of them, really. But you know what? The market looks at this as well. Miss Yellen is going to stay back and not bring the hammer down anytime soon with an interest rate hike. And I see Donald Trump's out with comments today. Trump never afraid to say what's on his mind. He says Yellen's keeping interest rates low as a political favor to Mr. Obama. So, you know what? I don't know what's going on. They should have started raising rates a long time ago, but I think there's a lot of pressure around the world on America to keep rates low. Well, I'm just getting started on the newsletter here this morning, and I looked at my grades. What if you had a whole class, Rob? You're a teacher, let's say, and you've got 50 students in your class. Your best student, and we're looking at the asset classes and the sectors of the market. Your best student is a B, and your worst student is a C plus. Do you have any leadership in that class?
It's kind of all average.
Yeah, who's the head of the class? And that's the way the market is. All of the inverse stuff is a C plus right now, and all of the long stuff is a B, which makes it very, very difficult right now. We're kind of in between seasons here. And we need some leadership to emerge to really make money on the long side or the short side of the market. The funny thing is we'll get a big rally like we had yesterday. We're up 200 points, and then a few days later, you're down 200 points.
You know, it's funny. I heard the reports this morning that even Barbie sales are down 14% for the third quarter. That shows you, doggone it,
Well,
if it.
I had a question to ask you. Mattel misses by 9 cents. Did your kids, were they ever into G.I. Joes?
Yeah, I tell you what has only been the big driver for Mattel in our family is Hot Wheels, but
Hot
Barbie
Wheels.
sales are really down. I think they need to put her in a drone.
Yeah, Mattel misses by 9 cents, and that's not good. GE, on the other hand, they beat by 6 cents. AMD misses by 5 cents. The banks are doing pretty good. The IPO market's still pretty strong. In fact, I read that 2 decades, this is the best IPO market in 2 decades. Let's see, other news. Netflix releases its first original film this weekend, Beast of No Nation. That's an interesting title,
You're
Beast
not kidding.
of No Nation.
Considering
No.
that's a sign of the times.
Yeah, in other news, Allergan's Botox is shown to be effective in decreasing urinary incontinence in women. Hey, that's all I know. You go to the Charger game, it seems like the women's restroom line is a lot longer than the men's, so
Well,
I'll just leave it at that.
they have a much more difficult process than we
Yeah,
do.
I know. I guess so. Wynn Resorts misses by 2 cents. You know, I think all of this fantasy sports betting and Indian casinos, I think it's hurting Vegas. And in fact, Rob, there's bad news. If you're going to Vegas this week, you're not going to be able to play your fantasy football sports card. Nevada is banning fantasy sports betting. You know, isn't that a big threat to those Vegas bookmakers and Vegas books?
Sure
it is. Oh, my gosh. I mean, people would rather sit at home on their couch gambling on football than going to some smoky book joint downtown Vegas. Anyways, look, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the market and just grinding to a halt right now, it seems like, in the economy. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Rob, is it just me, or I'm hearing your voice more than my voice these days on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour? That's okay. You know, you've got a better voice than I do.
You've got a much bigger following than I do, Bill. The only time you hear my voice is when I'm promoting you, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm not very self-promotional. I'm just a humble little guy.
Yeah, you got to have somebody cheering your cause on.
Here's what I love about this industry, okay? And I think when the two of us get together, you're going to hear a few fishing analogies. We had a captain in yesterday of one of the fishing boats. He's retired now, but he fished the waters probably just about every day of his life because he ran the half-day boat out of San Diego Bay. So, Rob, do you think he knows the Point Loma Reef, the Sunset Cliffs Reef at all?
That guy knows every rock and ridge that's underwater from here all the way to Catalina.
And you know, the thing that I took away from the conversation, even at the end, he says, you know, actually, he says, there's rocks out there that are still virgin rocks that haven't been discovered that are loaded with fish that you could milk for the next 20 years. Now,
wow.
That's what keeps me going in the stock market, because there are stocks out there that, you know, are hard to discover. That's why I have my Best Stocks Now app that you could trade for the next. Look at the ones that I've talked about that over the last 10 years have delivered such good results. And if you had just, you know, bought and sold those one or two stocks over the last 10 years, look at how well you could have done.
Oh, yeah.
And the other, it was funny, too. He says, you know, he had some rocks out there off of Point Loma that he would only fish on a foggy day.
Really?
And why is that? Because he didn't want the competition. He didn't want anybody else to know, especially the private boats, right, the mosquito fleet. What did they call them? What did you say? The skiff.
The skiffs. Yeah, all the private skiffs.
He didn't want. And finally, he said, after fishing that spot for many years, he told one of his captain friends about it, and he says, "I'm only going to tell you as long as you don't tell anybody else."
Yeah, right.
And of course, the other guy had a little bit bigger mouth than he did, and before long, it was over, and everybody knew about the spot. It wasn't long before it wasn't quite the fishing spot that it once was. But, hey, we're different. When we find a spot, what do? We tell the whole world about it.
You publish it in the newsletter.
Yeah. We fished that biotech rock for the last several years while other people were fishing the emerging markets and fishing in the oil stocks and the stuff that just was not producing. And, you know, it seems like everybody eventually figured out that that's where the biotech, that's where the action in the market was and the drug stocks. And pretty soon the politicians got involved and started pointing in a bad way, saying, hey, don't fish that rock anymore. You're overfishing it. And started, you know, you guys are charging too much for your drugs and everything. And boy, I'll tell you, that thing came to a screeching halt. I think it's going to pick up again, though. I think once, you know, a lot of the boats have left that spot and they probably don't ever want to come back to it again. I'm starting to see some pretty favorable activity once again in the biotechs and in the drug sector. Let's just say it's an area that I'm looking at, once again, Rob, because it's produced well for me in the past. And I'll tell you the other spot that I continue to avoid. I still do not like the oil and gas stocks. I see today that Canada is, the railroads are cutting their freight prices, saying, please, ship your oil on the railroads once again. And they're cutting their freight rates. And, you know, when you're cutting rates, that's not good for business. And another sign of the times, Occidental Petroleum, which is a huge oil company, I believe they're headquartered in Los Angeles. I think that's J. Paul Getty's old company. They are selling all of their shale holdings in North Dakota, which is the first complete exit by a major oil company from North Dakota Do you remember how hot? We had people that we knew that were going to North Dakota to get a job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A couple of good families that we knew. Yeah, absolutely.
Truck drivers, automobile salesmen, oil rig workers. I mean, it was boom time. And, you know, it's my opinion that that was a big driver of the U.S. economy over the last 5 to 6 years. If you look at why earnings were increasing and why the economy was growing and why we were creating jobs here in America, you know, a lot of that was the fracking boom and also the money that was being poured, the stimulus coming from the Fed. Well, the fracking boom has screeched to a halt. In fact, Schlumberger warned today, they said, hey, we haven't seen the bottom yet in the oil market. So that's going to be bad for job creation. That showed up in the jobs report recently. We only created 140,000 jobs. We were expecting much, much more. We're seeing an earnings recession now in America. The times are changing in the market. We're switching from the summer fishing season, which, you know, even idiots like us can go out and catch a 40-pound, 35-pound yellowfin, to where it's getting much more difficult, to where it takes the captains, Rob, now, that do a charter of their own to be able to get something out of this ocean right now, because it's not given to everybody, is it?
Well, and that's really the key, and I think the major difference between you and a lot of other firms is that it takes a lot of work every single day to find those spots, to find the stones that hold the fish. It takes work. You can't just put the boat on autopilot.
No, and I've known some people that hung around too long in the biotech sector, and they got absolutely thrashed. You know what? I mean, we fished a lot on the boats. What happens when the spot is just not biting? What do you hear? You hear the engines turn on, don't you?
And the anchor chain coming up the bow.
Yeah, that crunk, 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 crunk.
Right.
Crunk,
yep.
And pretty soon the skipper comes on and says, "Okay, folks,
wind them in.
Yep. Let's look for a better spot." Well, I got to tell you, that's the mode I'm in right now. You know, I'm looking for pullbacks on some of the great stocks that I've owned. We just have this narrow market right now where everything's a C-plus or a B, and we really don't have any leadership in the market. Yet I'm able to find a few here and there. I believe, though, eventually it's going to break here. I think once earnings season is over, maybe 2 weeks from now, we're either going to get a break to the upside, and you're going to have to know where that leadership is emerging, or we're going to get a break to the downside. So, hey, the newsletter, I am going to hand off the reins here. I'm going down into the bunker deep to look at everything I can possibly look at in charts, numbers, statistics.
Now, don't forget, we have the neighborhood chili cook-off tonight. I better see you there.
You know what? I was going to mention that. I am looking up award-winning recipes, and I'm going to copy one. I have got the Dutch oven out right now, so look out.
All right,
okay,
buddy.
Have a good rest of the show, and have a great weekend. We'll get that newsletter out to you as soon as I can.
Take care.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who has now sequestered himself in the secret bunker as he works on the newsletter for the upcoming weekend here. And for those that are in our new markets, welcome to cities like Boston and Houston and Dallas. And we've got a couple other cities. I'm not sure quite which ones are online here, coast to coast here, that are new in the market. But typically, Friday is a little different show. My name is Rob Sanford, and I'm filling in for Bill in the second half of the show. And sometimes we have Bill's son, Steven, in here, and it ends up being the Sanford and Son of a Gunderson radio show. However, Steven, for those of you who are kind of new to the show, Steven has a new baby girl. And when she sleeps, he sleeps. when she is up early in the morning, we find that Stephen is here early in the morning. So welcome to the show for the Friday morning edition. Now, I do realize also that there are some markets that are delayed today. So this show is actually heard in a couple of different markets on Monday. But nevertheless, we're here faithfully every day in whatever time zone or city that you're in, listening to the Bill Gunderson Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And here's a little secret, especially for those who are new to the show. If you've missed any part of it, or you'd like to go back and listen to it, or maybe get some of the wisdom that Bill waxes eloquent on every single day as he discusses the market and the strategies throughout the financial world, one of the things that you can do is go to GundersonCapital.com. That's Gunderson, G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, GundersonCapital.com. And there's a little tab right at the top that says radio show. And you can go to GundersonCapital.com and actually listen to any of the shows, for the last couple of months if you want to, and kind of get some different ideas. Now, Ed, kind of our backroom guru when it comes to the app and comes to the radio show, etc., Ed, he'll put that show up within about 30 or 40 minutes of the actual live airing. So it's on every single day, and you can listen to that and listen to the archives at GundersonCapital.com. And I know there's a few folks that are still on PWStreet.com, Positively Wall Street, PWStreet.com. Either one will get you to the radio shows, and you can listen there. Now, as Bill sequesters himself on Fridays, the reason he does is that he works on this massive newsletter, and massive in that it's 30 or 40 pages long most times. And he'll provide comment, he'll provide commentary, good information, insight, individual portfolio recommendations. I shouldn't say recommendations, because then you get in trouble when you say that. You say examples of various stocks that he owns and that he owns at Gunderson Capital that he likes as examples of best stocks. And so what he does is put out all of his opinion, all of his data, and the things that he comes up with in the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And to subscribe to that, you can also go to GundersonCapital.com and click the little tab that says newsletter. Then you can subscribe to the newsletter and receive that in your inbox of your email on Saturdays. Now, in some earlier markets, it shows up in the morning, and others, it shows up in the afternoon. And when he's really got a lot to say, it ends up that evening or the next day. But typically, he's got it out by Saturday around midday. And it recaps the previous week and gives some strategies for the upcoming week. And boy, what a great little read that is. If you like to read about the financial markets and like to get some insight and strategy from a guy who, as we were talking about in the last part of the show, from a guy who fishes these waters, financial waters, every single day and has for years and years and years, this is just like scripture when it comes to the stock market. So a good opportunity to hear what Bill has to say on the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And lastly, since I'm the guy who has to promote Bill, since he won't, lastly, if you've got a smartphone, or if you've got a tablet, or even a laptop, if you go to BestStocksNowApp.com, or if you go into the Android Marketplace or the Apple App Store, you can look, just search Best Stocks Now, and you can get the app. And the app is a daily feed of what's going on in the financial market, all things according to Bill Gunderson. And he'll find you a stone to fish on. He'll find you a good little fishing spot that you can drop down and do your financial fishing in. And, you know, that's one of the neat things about this time of year in San Diego. I know that there's folks that love the outdoors and folks that love fishing and some that don't, but the analogy still works. There's always something to catch in the stock market. There's never a time when nothing works. There's always something that is going to bite or be a good fishing spot. You know, this time of year, when lobster season opens, a guy can go out at night and catch a bunch of California spiny lobster. He can then come inshore and catch some calico bass or rockfish. And then he can go offshore and catch yellowfin tuna or wahoo, which they call ono out in Hawaii. Or they can catch dorado, which you guys in Florida call dolphin fish, and they call them mahi-mahi out in Hawaii. And then you can come back in and catch bay bass. So there's always a place or a spot that you can go and catch something. And it's really the same way in the stock market. Rather than wringing your hands and saying, oh my goodness, my particular portfolio is a mess this week or this month or this quarter, or wringing your hands and staying with the same financial spot, maybe it's a time to pull up the anchor. Maybe it's time to pull up the anchor and say, hey, Captain Bill, I'd sure like it if you find me a new fishing spot, one that produces a little bit better, one that gives me an opportunity to catch something that's a little bit better than this old boot that's on my line. So if you want to do that, that's the next step in really getting to know Bill better, and that is having a little visit with him on the phone. And before you do that, what you ought to do is give us a call and fax over or email over a copy of your latest statement. And Bill will look through it, and he'll probably give you some some difficult medicine to swallow. Maybe not. If you've been following him for a while, you might be in all the same positions that he's in, or most of them. But if not, he'll get on the phone with you and really spend some time and say, look, Mr. Investor or Mrs. Investor, perhaps it's time to sell off this stuff. Or maybe it's a good time to get rid of this gobbledygook and find a new fishing spot. And he'll help you do that if you just send over your statement. So if you want to call us, you can do it at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, as in Best Stocks Now. Or you can email us. In fact, you can send it over directly to me, and I'll make sure I put it right in front of Bill's nose. Send it to rob@gundersoncapital.com. Just scan it, email it as an attachment, rob@gundersoncapital.com. Or if you have any questions for Bill, if you'd like to set an appointment to visit with him on the phone, go ahead and shoot me an email, and we'll be glad to get you guys hooked up. And you can visit with the guy that you hear every day on the radio. He's never too busy to talk to folks. In fact, that's one of the things that he likes best during the week, is visiting with all the folks that listen to our radio show from coast to coast. So that's an available avenue to really reach out and talk to the captain. Isn't it nice to be able to be on a fishing boat and then walk up to the bridge and say, hey, Captain, what are we doing, or what should we be doing, or what's biting, or where are we going, or what should we be doing? And, man, I'll tell you what, it's a great feeling to know that a guy with Bill's experience is at the helm managing a portfolio. And if he's not managing yours, maybe it's time to shake hands with him and get to know him a little bit better. So shoot me an email, rob@gundersoncapital.com, and I'll put all your information right in front of him. And sometimes he's blabbing on the phone, or he's, especially when the market's open, he's working and fishing. But he'll always make time later in the day to get back with you, and he'll make time to give you a call and make sure that you've got a few minutes to talk about your portfolio. And fishing just might get better in your future. So when we come back, got a couple of really neat stories for you to listen to, and a little more information on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money?
Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do no matter what happens in the market? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the best strategy to prosper in times of turmoil, or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's a great feeling to know that Bill Gunderson is an experienced captain who knows from decades of being at the helm just how to steer around financial storms and maybe even profit during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your supposed financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will evaluate your current positions and rechart a course that might just keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner at a mega big box firm who doesn't even know your name. There is always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give us a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford, and I am sitting in for Bill this morning. He was here during the first half of the show, waxing eloquent on the circumstances and surroundings of the market. However, he is now sequestered in the secret bunker as he works on the newsletter that will be delivered to the inboxes of the faithful followers all over the world. And when I say all over the world, my goodness, I mean all over the world. We have clients at Gunderson Capital Management from Boston to Bangladesh and from Miami to Moscow. And you think I'm exaggerating? I'm not kidding. We've got clients all over the world. Thousands and thousands of folks that subscribe to the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And if you want to subscribe to it, just go to Gunderson Capital. com, click on the newsletter tab, fill out your information. You don't need to give any financial gobbledygook or any of that kind of stuff. You just give us your name and email address, and before you know it, you'll be receiving the newsletter along with all those other people all over the world. Now, I know a lot of folks say, well, how much does it cost? And that's the best part. Sure, it's promotional, and sure it is to try and share Bill's wisdom with folks who may at some time become a client of his. But the newsletter is free. And did I mention, oh, by the way, free? You can't beat the price. Now, the full version that folks pay for is free for the first 4 weeks. So we'll send you 4 free weeks of the entire newsletter at no charge if you just go on GundersonCapital.com and sign up. If you want this week's, which it's already in the archives, send me an email and I'll mail it to you. I'll literally email it to you today, so you've got this week's email. Send it to Rob@GundersonCapital.com and just give me your email address and I'll reply and send it as an attachment, and then you've got it. And you can read this week what Bill has to say about the market this week. But if you want it for 4 weeks for free, just go to GundersonCapital.com and sign up. Now, even if you don't want to pay for it going forward after those first 4 weeks or subscribe to it, you still get a condensed version. You still kind of get the Reader's Digest version, which is a ton of information, even in the free version. So, doggone it, I can't imagine why anyone who has any interest in fishing in the financial ocean, why you wouldn't want to know what Bill has to say. And whether or not Bill manages your money, it might even be a good way to check up on whoever does manage your money, even if that's yourself, even if it's the man in the mirror that's managing your money. It might be a good idea to look at the newsletter and say, say, shoot, man, maybe I could do things a little different. So, you know, that's only one way to get information from Bill. The other way, obviously, is to go to the website and listen to the radio show every single day. And lastly, the app, the Best Stocks Now app. If you have an interest in daily information, hourly or even minute by minute information, go to the Apple Store or even the BestStocksNowApp.com website, or you can go into the Android Marketplace and get the Best Stocks Now app, which was invented by and created by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. They work together. How about that? You've got the last name of Apperly and you create apps. That's pretty neat. You know, Douglas was in town this last week visiting with Bill a little bit. And that guy, he's got, for being north of my age, he's got a lot of energy. I think Monday night they went to Monday Night Football while he was down here, and then they went to the Neil Young concert the next night. And, you know, Bill's an early riser and an early-to-bed guy, and he was dragging around here for a couple of days since Douglas was in town. But they had a great time. They even went to Ho Dad's Hamburgers for lunch, and somehow I missed the bus over there. But that was that was a fun time having Douglas here in town on Monday and Tuesday. Okay, lastly, you've subscribed to the newsletter, you've gotten the app, you're listening to the radio show on a daily basis. And if you miss it, remember, you can go to Gunderson Capital, click on the radio show tab, and listen to it anytime as long as your speaker or your laptop or your desktop has speakers. You can listen to it anytime you want. Have Bill lull you to sleep at night. But then lastly, you can go ahead and call us. If you want to speak to a human, somebody who will actually know your name when they call you back, you can call and talk to Bill. You can talk to myself. You can talk to Glenn, or you can talk to Steven. You can talk to any of us here in the office. And during business hours, Monday through Friday, typically Claire answers the phone. And just say, hey, where is that knucklehead Rob? I want to speak to him, or Doug, or Steven, or Glenn. And we'll get on the phone and visit with you a little bit, kind of tell you how things work here at Gunderson Capital Management. And if you'd like to send over your existing statement, whether that's with a small brokerage firm or one of the great big giant ones who I say don't even know your name, don't know you exist. If you want to send over a copy of this month's statement or the last month's statement, I'll have Bill go through it and he'll give you a call and say, okay, Mr. or Mrs. Investor, you got a couple of good ones here, but here's the medicine. You better get rid of these, or I'm recommending that you get rid of these. And it might really change the fish count for you at the end of the day or month, or certainly for the year. You might end up with more fish in your sack than if you just keep fishing the same old spot. So it might be a good time to get in touch with Bill. And you can do that by calling 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, which is kind of a acronym there for Best Stocks Now, and get us on the phone. We'll blab with you. We'll talk and see what the best course of action might be for your fishing in the financial markets going forward. So there you go. There's three ways. You can subscribe to the newsletter by going to GundersonCapital.com and subscribe to Bill's newsletter, and you'll have it in your inbox tomorrow. You can email me personally, rob@gundersoncapital.com, and we'll send you this week's. Or just call us, 855-611-BEST. Go to the App Store, and before you know it, you'll be fishing in better waters. This is Rob Sanford for Bill Gunderson at Gunderson Capital Management for the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll talk to you next week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.